advice for tackling one of Europe's most visited attractions as well as some of its least touristed destinations. That's on the menu for today's Travel with Rick Steves. After years of exploring the massive Louvre Museum, Paris-based journalist Elaine Cholino has ideas to help anyone fall in love with the largest museum in the world. And Cameron Hewitt shares his latest discoveries from recent wanderings on the Balkan Peninsula. But let's start the hour whetting our appetite for the full-bodied culture of Greece. Greece's friendly people, mouth-watering cuisine, and vibrant music traditions meld into a lesson in good living for travelers. Lively, loud, spirited, it's a joy to surrender to the Greek way of life. And to help us better understand the passions that drive Greek culture, I'm joined today by Greek guide Apostolos Douros. Apostolos lives in Athens, and he's been guiding now for almost 20 years. Apostolos, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Rick. It's a great pleasure to be here.
You know, Greece is one of the most touristed places anywhere in the world. I would imagine tourism is a big part of the reality of being Greek. How important is tourism to the Greek economy?
Oh, it is huge. I know that tourism is developing more and more, and I would have to say it's one of the number one sectors of economy, and thousands of people are employed in tourism in different, of course, positions. From management, you can imagine the number of tavernas and hotels and rooms to let, taxi drivers and boat staff and airline companies. It is huge for a small country of about 11 million people.
Now, with the dominance of tourism and the importance to the economy, I would think the challenge for a lot of travelers is to connect with Greek culture in a way that's not just touristy and cliches on stage and going to kitschy restaurants with Zorba the Greek dances, but to actually connect with today's culture. As a tour guide, what are your tips for helping a traveler better connect with honest Greek culture?
The first thing I would have to say is to hang out with the locals, to go where the locals go. That's a great advice I always follow when I travel as well. Go to a place where you see the local people. They're having the Greek coffee. They're having the rouzo with their meze. This is where you're going to find the people so you can feel like a local. You see what people eat, what they're doing in their everyday life. So the first one is connect with the locals.
And you just mentioned meze, ouzo, and coffee. Each are very important parts. They're sort of a ritual. Can you very briefly describe the importance of those three things?
Well, first of all, the Greek coffee, the coffee culture. The Greeks, they love drinking the morning coffee, and they go always to a cafe or a coffee shop. So this is where the day begins, and you can start having a conversation with the locals by having a Greek coffee. It brings people together. And of course, food, the meze, the ouzo. Greece is a country that food is a value. It brings people together. So by people sharing their own food, and it's very common in Greece to share our food, have family-style dinners, it brings people together. And I think this is the most important value of people connecting through these habits, let's say.
Even in Athens, I was walking around the Syri neighborhood, and I believe I was with you. And there was a little door in a long, long passageway, and we came to a funky little local diner, and people were eating meze, little shareable food on dishes. And the main thing that I came away with was conviviality. The cat, the dog, the laughing between the waiters and the customers who the waiters knew their names, the menu that was only in Greek, not in English. I felt very welcome there. And it was a cultural experience because I had a good guide, and I was encouraged to get away from the traditional dishes and try something special, try something different. And that's the beauty of the meze, isn't it? You can try a variety of things and have an educational experience as well as an unforgettable meal.
Of course, and you can share. You don't have to go and take just one dish each if you go with your friends. You can take different dishes and you can share. And I would have to say to people, the travelers, don't be scared. Ask the locals.
Don't be scared.
Yeah. Don't be scared. Go to the little taverna. Sit down, even if the menu is in Greek. People are going to explain to you. You can say, oh, I'm going to have what other people are having.
People are friendly. Yeah. People see you. They're impressed you're there. They want to help you. They're not going to tell you to go back to the international fast food chain. They're going to help you have a good Greek experience.
They're going to smile at you. You can try to speak just a little Greek, say kalimera. People are very inclusive. So I think they're going to have a wonderful experience and always They're going to think that moment of connecting with the locals.
This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're joined by Greek guide Apostolos Douros right now. He's calling in from his home in Athens, and Apostolos organizes small group tours in the northwest of Greece, as well as to the island of Crete. His website is wondersofknowledge.com. You can also find out more about Apostolos and listen to our past interviews with him in the show notes for this episode at ricksteves.com/radio. You know, Apostolos, when a lot of us Americans get to Greece, we have these images of Zorba the Greek and throwing plates against the wall and that kind of cliché-tic Greek culture. Is that still genuine, or what does a Greek person think about that when he sees a bunch of tourists playing Zorba the Greek?
It used to be more a part of the culture, but it was more, let's say, targeted to the tourists. Of course, Zorba the Greek is a beautiful book. It was made to a beautiful film. So I would say, yes, it is a part of the culture, but that's not what really characterizes Greece. And the number one, it's the friendliness of the people and the freedom you feel traveling in Greece.
The freedom. What do you mean by freedom?
You have this sense of freedom that you're free to do whatever you like, of course, under the laws and your own restrictions, but you have the feeling that it's very freestyle.
Mm-hmm.
That you can easily communicate with someone. You can stop someone in the street and ask them something, and people are going to reply, and you can communicate. There is an idea of warmth and friendliness. It's hard to explain, an acceptance, and you feel that.
That warmth. I was in Greece one Easter, and Easter time in Greece is amazing. I visited in a small town, and the godfather and the godmother were visiting their godchild, because their tradition was to dye the Easter eggs together. And it was so beautiful, and all of the Easter eggs were red, and they gave the girl a little candle, if I remember correctly, an Easter candle. And the warmth and the hugging and the joy and the happiness and the tradition, I felt like I was in a dreamland. It was the most magical and endearing moment that I had in that whole trip. And it was just seeing grandparents loving their granddaughter, dying Easter eggs, just like we do on the other side of the world.
Yes, Rick. I mean, you were very lucky you had this experience, because customs, traditions bring people together, and you can still see that in Greece. So, of course, we're a society that progresses, but also people keep the traditions and their values. And that's a great time, Greek Orthodox Easter, to be in Greece. Go to a liturgy, go to a procession. It is amazing to be a part of the local culture and participate, even if you don't understand, just be there.
I did. I was walking with the entire village through Napoleon holding a candle, and it was, we were processing, that's what it was. It left the church and everybody falls into line, and we walked all around the town, and then several processions came together on the main square in front of the main church, and they set off their fireworks, and then they went home to big feasts. To be able to be there, to witness that, and to find the welcome. I was so welcome to be a part of the scene. It was wonderful. Apostolos Douros is on the line from Athens as we look at the appetite for life that seems to permeate Greek culture right now on Travel with Rick Steves. He organizes small group cultural tours in Greece at wondersofknowledge.com. You know, Apostolos, when I'm in Greece, there's three things that I'm sort of fascinated by. And I'm just going to say these three things, and I'd love to get your response to them. A goat on a spit, the click of worry beads, and incense in the church. Do those mean anything to you? Because they seem very special to me.
They are. Of course, the goat or the lamb, we cook at Easter time on the spit. Very important. It's a part of the food culture at Easter. But not only at Easter. When you want to celebrate, you can cook that way. And of course, the worry beads, it reminds me of the local coffee shops where the gentlemen of a village, they go and hang out and they play cards and they have their ouzo and they play their worry beads. And then you said about the incense in the church when you enter a church. And I would like to share that with our listeners. Go to a church. It doesn't mean you have to be a Christian or a Greek Orthodox. No matter what religion you are, enter a Greek Orthodox church just to feel like how it is. So yes, the incense, the smells, the aromas of the churches, they are a part of my childhood memory, but still today.
Oh, incense creates a whole atmosphere. They change the incense depending on what kind of atmosphere they want to create. when I get surrounded by incense in an Orthodox church, it takes me someplace. And that's one thing that I think, those are examples of the richness of Greek culture. I'll never forget when I was in a small town and everybody had a goat or a lamb on a spit, they pulled the iron stick out of the lamb and it just crumpled onto one big plate. And we all ate it together, like communing together. And then the click of those worry beads with the coffee ritual, it just reminds us that time is not money to be spent. It's to be celebrated. It's to be enjoyed. Apostolos, we've got a couple minutes left, and I'd like for you to share favorite childhood memories so we can have a little better understanding of Greek culture and Greek traditions. What are some favorite childhood memories you have?
I have a childhood memory from the northwest of Greece when I used to go and visit my grandparents in the country house, and we used to go to all the local festivals. The elderly people would cook the local food with fresh ingredients, and the kids would go and help in the kitchen, and people would sing and dance. We didn't have the technology we have today, so people would focus enjoying the moment of all generations, of all ages. So this is something I keep as a memory, this warmth of the people, of getting together.
To close things off, what is a piece of advice that you would give anybody dreaming of coming to your country so they get the most rewarding and meaningful experience?
I would say to be open to new experience, approach the people wherever they go, and try and visit lesser known places. They're going to be rewarded for mm-hmm. that. Don't be scared. Just find out new places to go, away from the crowds, smaller villages, something that will add to you a total new experience on your travels.
Apostolos, thank you so much for joining us to give us a little better angle on enjoying our next visit to Greece. Best wishes.
Thank you, Rick. It's always a pleasure.
Head just north of Greece for uncrowded discoveries in the countries of the Balkan Peninsula. We'll tell you where in just a bit. But first, Elaine Chelino shares how she fell in love with the massive Louvre Museum in Paris. It's Travel with Rick Steves.